This is Dr. Zavi dictating consultation on Alan, A-L-A-N, last name Lundstrom, L-U-N-D-T-R-O-M. His date of birth is September 29, 2001. Patient seen for Dr. Patel and also for Angela Grimaldo, G-R-I-M-A-L-D-O, and Sycamore Integrated Group LLC, New Paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 24-year-old male comes for evaluation today. He has been vaping for last 2 years, denies any alcohol, denies any drug allergies. He is here because of elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit noted on recent evaluation. Where his RBC count was 7, hemoglobin was 17.8, hematocrit was 55.1, and that is the reason for the referral. Symptoms, he complains of occasional shortness of breath. He has new paragraph, past medical history, history of hypertension, history of sleep apnea, history of hypothyroidism. He has been obese. He also has GERD and hemorrhoids. He has been on several medications, which is amlodipine 5 milligram, Aripiprazole, A-R-I-P-I, Prazole, 15 milligram, Delvaprox, D-I-V-A-L-P-R-O-E-X, 250 milligram at bedtime, and 500 milligram every day. He also is on hydroxyzine, levothyroxine 50 milligram, and some other medications. Physical exam, he is 6 feet 2 inch tall, weighing 318, blood pressure 143/83, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, obese, extremities no edema. New paragraph. I repeated CBC, where his WBC is 6.4, hemoglobin was 16.9, hematocrit 52.5, and RDW was 17.1, platelets were 210. His CMP showed ALT of 50. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, most likely polycythemia vera. Recommendations: I have drawn the blood for JAK2 JAK-2 mutation and other genetic abnormality. Once available, we can make further recommendations. At this point, his hemoglobin is high, hematocrit is high. He will benefit from phlebotomies done periodically. Once all the labs are available, we can make further recommendations. Thank you for this referral. This is a consultation on Alan Lundstrom. Copy of this may be sent to Angela Grimaldo. Thank you.